Tonight's Shir Siman Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Yudalid Tezvav Tezayin and Yudzayin. Sif Yudalid. This halacha comes from the Mordechai. Reuven Sha'amar Karka Zo Ani Noisin Livnos La Beis HaKnesses. Reuven says, this piece of land I'm donating to build a shul on this property. V'lorotzu Ovd Gechov Ma'anichin Livnos Beis HaKnesses. But the Goyim didn't let. They did not get a permit to build a shul. Too many shuls already. You can't build a shul on that piece of property. V'ha'kahol oimim. So the community says, Livnos La Beis Talmud Torah. So we could build a school. Let's build a Talmud Torah on that property. Reuven oimim. Reuven says, Adai Tadach Elon Adri. I never promised to give property for a Talmud Torah. I wanted to build a shul. And if I can't build a shul, I don't have to let you build on this piece of land a Talmud Torah. Lo motzi Reuven hadavei. The halach is he cannot go back on his donation. It goes to the community, and they can build a Talmud Torah. V'im Reuven lo hayadar sham. If Reuven wasn't a member of the community, didn't live there, hayachol mishanosa, then the community has the right to change it for anything, even for a parking area. They don't have to make it a Talmud Torah either. But if he is a member of the community, then they have no right to alter it if he protests. Perish with Sayyik. Tzaveach is to be Sayyik. If he protests, he's a voice in the community like anyone else. Unless there is one person who oversees the community matters, the commander Osi Adaite Dide Osi. Because then whatever comes and occurs is on his shoulders, and he makes the decisions. The Rambam throws in, if you have Shiva Tuva Yir, if you have this council of seven, they have the equivalent of this Chav Yir who makes the decisions. Let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Pe'alef. Lo Motzi V'chulam. Reuven dedicated this land to build a shul, and they didn't get a permit to build a shul. The community wants to build a Talmud Torah, and Reuven says, I didn't give it with that in mind. The din is Lo Motzi V'chulam, he cannot go back, cannot renege on his donation. Denas and Neder. It becomes a promise. Michi Am, when he says, Karka Zol Beis Knesses, this piece of land's for a shul, could I mean, like we say, Beficha Zu Tzedakah. Beficha, with your mouth, that's already a donation for charity, and you have to keep your word. Sefkan Pei Beis Yechoyim L'Shanaisa, if he doesn't live there, the community could do what they want with the property. V'afil Ad Varashus, even for something with no Kedusha at all. V'af Shehuzman HaKarka Zol Beis Knesses, even though there was this idea that we're going to dedicate this property for shul. Hazman alav milzi. Dedication isn't halakhli valid. Kidle yav sivches, like kidle sivches. Va'av shu oin v'tzavech. And you know, he's standing and he's screaming, eini chafetz, I don't want. Shiel beis haknesses, only a shul. Lamash kachinabe, we don't pay attention to him. Kien mikara stama omer. When he donated it initially, he just said, I want it to be a shul. For lo kafle tonight, he didn't make it with the rules of a tonight kafle. He did not say lo amar im lo yivn beis haknesses yachzir lakarka. He did not stipulate if I can't build a shul, I want it back. The halacha would be that if he would have said I want to give this to be a shul, and if they don't let me, then I want it back. Then you'd have to listen to them. So he didn't say that. Amina daita did hu yavamikar. So we say he gave it to the community to do what they want. V'hashtaka hadavei. Now he's changing his mind. For the mutz, he can't change his mind at this point. So the din is that if he donated it stam for a beis haknesses and they don't have the right to build a shul there, the community could do what they want with it. Sifkatan pei gimel. Einam rashoyim. If he lives there and he protests, they have to pay attention to him. Well, so I'm here to say, shiyocha la'akvam shalivin ha'salu ha'beis ha'medrash af shagadusha chamur mizeh. He can stop them from building a beis medrash on the site, even though it's more high kedusha, it's a higher level kedusha than the shul. Canal beresh simon, like learned at the beginning of the simon. But Tom, the reason is kim disyav adaita dekulu. The money or the land in this case was given as a gift for all of them. Lo gar koychem eichem misharanchi yair. He's not less than any other member of the community. Shechal nemchoz kishorot mashanos. If you want to change it from the original dedication, anyone could protest, so he's got a voice like anyone else. V'yafal gav d'mevar leil b'zivov. Even though we learned zivov, the kedusha chamur yichol b'nei ir l'shanos, that to go to a higher level kedusha, the community can make a change. V'afilu shalob b'shivat tuva ir, even without the seven member council of the city. That's when no one in the community makes an outright protest. So then you can change. Asks, to be your day, assimilation test, if base is a behedia. In your day, Rishon test, Shulchan Aruch says straight out, the owners cannot protest from building a base mesh on the site, Kimichi Kedusha Chamor, since it's a higher level Kedusha. So the Magen Avraham asks, it's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. Here the Shulchan Aruch says, if he's a member of the community, he can stop it. And in your day, Shulchan doesn't say that. The Dachik is Atzmal Asaritz, the Magen Avraham pushes himself to say an answer. The Ayan Pimagonim Shem Fakhl B'Tirutza, but Pimagonim doesn't like his answer. The Gan Be'agro Hikshe Kushi Zu, the Magen Avraham, Be'agro also asks this Kasha of the contradiction of Shulchan Aruch, V'nishe B'din Zebet Tzerechin, Ibaib Tzerechin. So why would in your day the Shulchan Aruch say straight out that they can build a Beis Medrash on the site that he donated for Shul and we don't listen to him? And here, if he's a member of the city, we do listen to him. So the notes on the side bring that the Shevet HaLevi gives an answer. In our situation, our Mechaber, they would build a shul, but they don't have a permit. The government, the goyim, do not let. They don't let them build a shul. So Memela, the one who made the neder, can say, let's wait. Maybe a year from now they'll let us. Maybe there'll be a new administration 3-4 years and they'll let us. Wait. Maybe we'll eventually get around to build the shul. And therefore, he has a voice, and you listen to him. If he doesn't want to build some medrash, we'll listen to him. Masha Ein Kain in Yoredeya, over there, they don't want to build a shul because they don't need a shul. They have a shul. And therefore, he can't stop it. He can't protest. It's not that there's something on the outside preventing it from happening, and he has a voice. So give it some time, maybe it'll go away. Over there, we don't need another shul. And the community doesn't want to build another shul. So in that case, they could build a base medrash. That's how he wants to answer. So it's always this kind of terutzim, trying to find the difference between the cases. Sifkatan peidav, the shanoisa, they can't change it if he argues about it. U'mesayim ha-mordechai, the Mordechai concludes, t'mikol mokum Reuven nami lomotzi shanos u'lameda. Now, Reuven also can't back out. If they can't build the shul now because the government doesn't let, maybe eventually they'll find favor and they will be able to build it. So let's say he says, I want to build a shul, and they say, no, you can't build a shul. So Reuven can't turn around and say, okay, in that case, I'm building a store on this property. He can't do that either. The same way he can stop the community from making an alteration from his original plan, he himself can't alter from his original plan. He can't go back on it and say, well, it's not going to be a shul, so I could build a strip mall. No. Wait, maybe in a few years. You can build a shul. Stefkan Pehe, v'shiva tuvi yevachulu. The chava ear is the same as shiva tuvi ear. What's something to say? B'maimen akal. The shiva tuvi ear, b'maimen anshi ear, with the community's knowledge, then he can, the seven tuvi ear can make a change. Se'if tezvav. A person has no right to prohibit his share of the shul or the contents of the shul, the svarim of the shul, that someone else he doesn't like can't use it. I can't tell someone, you can't be nana for my chelik and the shas in the shul. You can't be nana for my chelik of the beis knesses. Doesn't work. If he did it, ain't a klum, it's nothing. Meaningless. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Peivav, ain't adam chulu. Makes no difference if he says it to one person he doesn't get along with, or he says it to the whole shul. You're a bunch of stinkers. You all can't be nana for my chedek. Doesn't make a difference. Sifkan peizayin ain't a klum. It doesn't work. Kain tiknu ha-ga'oinim. This is the takonis ha-ga'oinim. Dim lo kain, because if you wouldn't have this takono, kol echad shilo dov ha-mal, mechavero, anyone who had something going on with someone else, yesor chelko level right away, asr his chedek on him. Or melee kol beis haknesses sur lav, then the whole shul is aser. The ain brayer, we don't say that I can come and say I'm using my chedek, I'm not using your chedek. So we don't say that. So therefore, to prevent such a thing, the ga'onim basically took away this power. The Be'er Locha points out very interesting. Ain adam l'chayr zed davka b'lohay lo mokum kavua. This halacha would make sense when he doesn't have a designated spot in shul. Elamit sach beis haknesses mishut v'kulam. It's public property for everyone. But there are those betekinesios that have a practice. It's called echad koinim walking kavur betekineses. People purchase their place in the shul. He has a right to that spot. He bequeaths it to his next generation. He can sell that spot. Then maybe he can aser his makom on someone else. That according to many poskim, you can never make an iser no matter what. But Lomaisa, he's inclined to say like I'm saying. In other words, this is a question. Do we say this rule of the Shulchan Aruch even in such a scenario? The Meiri seems to say yes, even though he's inclined to agree with this Ha'orah of the Chofetz Chaim, that if you own it, then why can't I ask for it? It's only if it's B'shutif that I can't. Let's take a look now at Sif Design. Misha Hishul Beis Lebeis HaKnesses. A person lent his house to be used for a shul. V'yeshlo Mariv V'mecha Mekal. Then he has an argument with someone in the community. Maybe this, it's like he has a warehouse, he has a storefront that's empty. So he says, you can use it. He lends it to the shul. And then there's someone he gets into a fight with. Eino yachal le'oisra, he can't aser it on that person. Elam kein yisrael kol kol kev, unless he asers everybody. If he asers on everybody, that's one thing. But to aser one person, he cannot. V'moses v'davka shehishal t'chila stam. This is only if when he lent it initially, it was stam, I'm lending it. Hisna b'tchila, but if he made a condition up front, that I can protest at any point. This is by invitation only, and I could keep someone out of my Beis Medrash. Oh, so hishalahem befeirish, or he didn't even let them openly use it. They came and he let them come. Then he does have the right to protest and keep somebody out. Mishnah Brura, sifkatan peches, einu yochel asra. He cannot aser someone from coming in to his building to daven there, unless he asks everybody. This is because of a specific cheirim that Rabbeinu Gershom or Hagoyla imposed. It seems the logic is they were afraid for the shame of that person. Look to the suya of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. So therefore, Chaman said, or Rabbeinu Gershom said, you can't do this. But if he asks all of them, like Kisufa, no one's embarrassed. He asks to everybody. This right that he can ask on everybody, it's because he lent it them stam. But if he gave his time frame, there's a shah if he can make the issue during that time. The Be'er Locha points out that when it says Eino Yochel La'Osra, he can't. Lav dafkahu, that's not exact. The avar v'asur, asur, he can. If he did it, it takes effect. He's not supposed to do it. He's not supposed to do it. Because they're from the early ones. So here, if he does it, we're not going to say enu klom. Now, the Be'er Locha points out, in the previous halacha it says, in masu enu klom. L'charetz also takana sa'ga'ayinim says maybe that was the takana, that if he does it, it doesn't work. So he shows this contrast that to aser my chiyelik on someone else is a takana sa'ga'ayinim, it doesn't work. As a mashal, not only I can't do it, but it doesn't work. And here, it's a chayim not to do it. If you did it, you violated the chayim, but it takes effect. Taka take effect. Sifgan peites limchos b'misha yirtseh. If he makes a condition up front, or he never lent it to them, stam, he can ask someone. Kach tzarech lomer. That's what the language is. Sevechim d'achim moishah. Now, I didn't see a different nusach. Our good nusach is, v'shus b'yad l'imchos misha yirtza, and that's what the Mishnah was saying the nusach should be. I looked at other places, I didn't see a different nusach. Se'if yudzayin. Misha hoye b'veisai b'se k'nesis yom rabim. If a person had in his house a shul for a long time, the community or the people who daven there can't say, all right, we're tired of this house, we're going to another house. They're davening this person's house for years. They can't pick up and say, we don't want to stay here anymore, we're going to go someplace else. Because he has a zechus, it's his mitzvah going on his property, and you can't just pick up and take it away from him. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Sadi, Ein V'chulu. It's a matter of darkei shalom, it's a matter of keeping the peace. We don't want people starting to say rumors about the original owners of the first place where they were. These people are not proper. That's why people stop davening there. Even if they have a reason to move. They shouldn't move out. Stay where you are. Sifkan Sadi Aleph Hatzibur. For Mak makes this Matzibur similarly spari. Let's say some of the shul wants to break off. Ulispar Makamacher and Davin elsewhere. Rashom, they can. Kimishkan Beveh some Espankas house because there are still some who stay Davin in his house. For an Espatli Menuha Mitzvah Shom Pam, he never loses the Mitzvah at all. But a group that learns in one place many years, then decide, you know, every 2 months we'll go to a different place. They can't do that. They stay in the original place. They're not allowed to change. This is true for any example of a matter of honor from the community or mitzvah. We don't take it away from him. Unless those who want to have a very serious and good argument. And it's not even by things that are daily. Even if the mitzvah covered is something from time to time. The same din applies. There's a group. They are devoted to burying the dead. They can't stop someone else who wants to join in the mitzvah. Everyone wants to have the merit of a mitzvah. However, the notes point out on the side, that means it's not a one-time thing. The people who are the Chevek Kedisha drop everything. They won't go to work. They'll take care of the nifter. That's their number one priority. If a fellow wants to come to have the mitzvah one time only, they can say, no. You want to join the Cheva, you join the Cheva. That means you drop everything, a full-fledged member. But just to come and do the mitzvah because you want a chaperayin a mitzvah, no, it's not, we don't have to let you do it. You have to be a member of the Cheva.
And if there's a rotation, who wants to join the rotation?
As long as he's part of whatever, not, he has to take the same commitment as everyone else. Ubamadinas sheish chaburos menuyos al-kach. And in places where there are set designated groups to do this, they drop everything. Whatever they're involved in, they have to stop when this mitzvah comes their way. The chevra is the one who does the burial. The notes point out that even a talmid chacham that dies, that tzaddik dies, his talmid didn't want to do the tahara. No. It's the right of the chevra kedisha. The ones who do it all year long for everyone are the ones who do it. It brings a ma'is when the early sefrayim passed away. His talmid didn't want to do the tahara. And the Chevek Kedisha said, no. They went to the Shloh, and the Shloh said, it's the job of the Chevek Kedisha. It's their zuchus. They're the ones who are oisik of the mitzvah. You can't say, step aside for today, we're going to do it today. It doesn't work that way. If it's their mitzvah, it's their zuchus. Sifkan Sadi Gimel, Bebayis Acher. The tziva can't move the minion to another house. That's something to say. Bebayis Shal Yochid, an individual's house. Let's say they want to build a shul. It was very nice. You hosted the minyan in your house all these years. We want to build a shul. They're allowed to do that. They're allowed to build a shul. No one's going to say, oh, this person wasn't doing good things. That's why we left the house. He got internet or something like that. That's when you go from one person's house to another person's house. But when you go from a house to a shul, to build a shul, no one has tainas. There's no darkashom. That's okay.